Well, welcome to a brand new podcast, and we're really pleased to say this one's called Respect the Whistle. And joining me today, of course, Mr. TikTok himself, referee, footballer, the main man himself, Mr. Martin Underhay. Welcome, mine.
How you doing? Are you all right, David? Everything okay?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad. Yourself? I mean, we should tell everybody, I suppose. I mean, I'll let you describe what's going to happen in the podcast going forward, but I mean, let everybody know what we, well, you know, what we're going to be talking about on Respect the Whistle.
Well, we've got obviously there's going to be a lot of discussion about referees and how we can respect the game a bit more, respect referees a bit more, but also we've got to have everybody's point of view on here as well. So there's going to be decisions that get that get looked at, controversial stuff, trying to get people to understand how a referee makes that decision, how he comes to his final decision, and trying to get the differences as well, not just with the Premier League and the professional game, but coming out of the professional game into the non-league game. Because sometimes I find it's difficult for the fans to understand how some things happen in the professional game, and then they go to their local game, wherever it might be, at whatever level, and things are different. So I just want to give more people a bit more understanding of what a referee does, what we go through, and exactly the process and the thought process of a referee during the games, during the week, and what goes in their heads possibly before a game and after a game. And then obviously we look at decisions because that's what people will obviously enjoy looking at. So yeah, it's all about trying to respect the whistle, respect the referees, but at the same time we do have to respect the fans' decisions, the fans' thoughts processes as well, because without fans, the football doesn't happen, let's be honest. So, yes, so we've got to just try and look at every point of view we can.
Oh, of course, tonight we're going to be talking about first up, we're going to be talking about all the law changes that are about to hit. We're also going to talk about, well, some people might say controversial, but we'll see what Martin thinks. With Mark Clattenburg, he was on the overlap during the week as well, and he had a couple of law changes that he wanted. And then, of course, as well, there was a decision at Merthyr Town against Chertsey at the weekend. And of course, Merthyr sitting top of the Premier South in the Southern Football League. And after 6 minutes, there was a penalty decision for Chertsey. But Mike will go into it to see whether or not he deserved a card. It was a penalty. It wasn't a penalty. So we'll also go into that decision as well. But as we said, we'll start off with these law changes that have come into effect, mine, and it'd be interesting to see how this is going to affect non-league football as well as professional football as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got several little. There's been little tweaks in certain laws, and a lot of them the fans won't notice, but there is definitely one that they're going to notice. So, I've just got it down here, and it's all about when the goalkeeper's got control of the ball and how long he has possession for. So, for instance, with the greatest of respect, let's all talk about Jordan Pickford. Because he's the one who gets the ball, he falls to the floor, and then he gets up, has a look around, looks at the crowd, scratches his leg, scratches his head, and before you know it, we're 15 seconds in, and he's got the ball. He's the master of wasting time as a goalkeeper. But and that's now coming to the game more and more, all over, and that's right from the top level all the way to the bottom. Keepers basically taking the mick. And it's about time this was changed. So we always had the 6 second law. I'll be honest with you, it's a hard one to implement on the pitch, because 6 seconds, is they think, oh, is it a long time? Not really. And then you could have a goalkeeper who hold the ball for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, and they're screaming at you, yeah, ref, 6 seconds, ref, and all of a sudden you've got a load of problems, and it's unneeded. But now we've got the 8 second thing. So if I just give you the new law wording, it says a goalkeeper who controls the ball with their hand or arm for more than 8 seconds will be penalised with a corner kick being awarded to the other team. So that's Jordan Pickford catching a ball, going, falling to ground, mucking about with it for 8 seconds, and it's against Liverpool and you're 1-0 up with a minute to go. Bang, corner Liverpool. Right, and all of a sudden, massive changes. So this is going to very much speed up goalkeepers. It's going to really help the game a little bit more. So certainly more jeopardy for the goalkeeper and for the defending team, which is really, really good. I think we need it because it has got embarrassing over time. But you can also see a carnage ahead because it's going to happen. Just like everything, all new laws, the carnage starts quite early. And I think you're going to see some fun in the first 8 weeks of the season because everybody's going to be getting used to it. Then you've got referees that are going to want, they're going to want to implement it. You're going to get keepers that forget about it. And then you've got, the one I think of is, let's just say we're in the Premier League and it's Manchester United versus Liverpool and it's eight seconds and it's a corner. They're giving the corner to Liverpool at the Stratford end. The keeper's at it for 10 seconds, okay? So they give a corner and then later on in the game or in another game that they show on Match of the Day, it could be any other two teams. What's going to happen is you're going to have the goalkeeper who keeps the ball for the same as the Manchester United goalkeeper kept it, and he wasn't penalised. Mm. And Liverpool will score that corner 100%. Right, that's what happens because when you give a corner like that, you know that's going to be a goal. So many times that will happen, and it will happen. Okay, it's not might, it will. And I just think I can just see it now. I can see it now because I think it's Gabby next year, isn't it? Gabby Logan and Kelly Cates. Yeah. I think they're going to be doing a Match of the Day. And I can already see the stopwatch in the bottom right-hand corner with the goalkeeper holding hands in two different games, holding the ball in two different games. You can see it now. It's going to happen. So, and then you're going to have Danny Murphy and Darren Bent, and they're going to go, yeah, we just want consistency. That's what they're going to say. Now, the way I look at it is there are going to be differences. There just is going to be differences. And it's not what's wanted, but it just is going to happen. There's not. It's human nature. It's just the way it's going to happen. Unless you change, unless, let's just say right at the top level, because it won't happen below. But just to say, unless you've got a countdown clock and a buzzer, every time you keep, keeper gets the ball like a basketball, you are going to have inconsistencies in time. It's just going to happen. So
it's going to be carnage, though, isn't it? When you think that especially down non-league level, youth level, and that, it's going to be a nightmare.
Imagine that at non-league level, like, and for the referee as well. Like the keeper's got the ball, you know he's got it under control with it in his arms, and you're going like this in your head. 8, 7, 6, 5, and then you go 5, 4, 3, and you've got to give a signal. I mean, that looks, I think Mark Clattenburg touched on it the other day. That does look rubbish.
Yeah.
You know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'll be like, what am I going to do? I'll probably go, let's go, Keeps, let's go, Keeps. I'll probably be something like that. But it's going to be interesting to see how it's implemented early on. And then, particularly by the top fellas, because that's where the referees will get their guidance from, really.
Mm.
It's watching the guys on in the Premier League and in the Championship. But at non-league level, let's just, I mean, the carnage that could happen with, you just said about Merthyr Town a minute ago. Now, let's just forward wind to the start of next season. You've got an August bank holiday game and there's 3,000 people there. They're 1-0 up. There's 2 minutes to go and you go and give a corner because the keeper's got hold of it because he's trying to waste time.
Mm.
And then you score from the corner. It's going to be fun, that. Can you imagine that? And they're going to take it on and say, actually, it was 9 seconds. And then what will happen is the team will then put that bit of footage on social media
Yeah.
for everybody to see with a little clock in the corner or whatever. They might even doctor the video. I'm accusing anybody here. Might even doctor the video to take out a second of play or something like that to say, see, it was 8 seconds. All sorts is going to happen here. You're absolutely right. I think it could be carnage, but I'm hoping that once it's implemented, you'll see less and less corners being taken to the point where there won't be any in 2, 3 years because the keepers get it and they get rid of it. Just like, do you remember? Let's go back to, I believe, I want to say 1991, 92, when the back pass law got pulled in. So keepers were all over the place when it first came in. They didn't have a clue what was going on, right? Some of the stuff that was happening. But now it's just part of the game, and you never see a free kick given for a back pass. If you see a free kick given for a back pass, it's like, oh my God, he's given a free kick for a back pass. So I think it's something that will quicken the game up eventually, and eventually you will see keepers, you won't see corners given because keepers will just get used to it and they will get rid of the ball. Whichever way it happens, they will move. But it's interesting to see what tactics that players and managers do at every level. Because if they've only got 8 seconds, let's just say I'm a manager, just off the top of my head, would I push my players right on their full backs and on their centre backs and make them launch it? Because if they've got to get rid of it quick, if you're on top of them, then all of a sudden, do they have to launch it? Because they haven't got time for all this passing, just roll it out to the full back and roll it to the centre half. Not if you've got a front line, let's just say like Liverpool, who are absolutely alive and they're in at you like red arrows. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to be a really interesting time. But for me, it was something that was definitely needed within the game. 100%. I think we needed to do this.
Actually, I think for the kids' game, for the kids' football night, it's going to be carnage. Especially if
Oh,
they ain't got referees and they haven't got this and they ain't got the dads doing it
well,
and managers doing it.
yeah. Well, that's a good point because that's a little bit of a worry because you think to yourself, well, hang on a minute, you've got little Johnny's dad who's doing the game, and then he's heard of this law, and he say, oh, I'm going to give a corner, and then the goalkeeper of the other team, his dad, a bit annoyed about it, let's just say, and where that can go is quite scary. So I think the best thing for me would be, because it's new laws. We're talking about grown men in the non-league map, in the non-league game, and the professional game. But I think kids use a bit of common sense. They're
Yeah,
not going to be used to get new laws just like that. They're just not. Bit of common sense, bit of clever refereeing as well, if you can be clever. But yeah, we shall see where this goes. But can you? I can see some of the videos already, David, in August and September. Can you? Particularly
absolutely, 100%.
September.
They're gonna be. It's gonna be all over TikTok and Facebook and
Well, not
X.
on
It's
my
gonna be
TikTok,
everywhere.
I dare.
You've got a whole series, haven't
Oh,
we? Already.
well, I'm all sorts of fun.
So, any other law changes, mine?
Yeah, we've well, let's just go through them here. So we've got foul misconduct. That's the goalkeeper one. In the Premier League, we've got competitions have the option for the referee to make an announcement after a VAR rule. So they could implement that next season, like for instance the Liverpool goal in the Carabao Cup final where he announced it was onside. So it's up to the competition if they wanted to do that. So in other words, it's up to the Premier League. Let's just have a look at any other big ones. No, there's nothing massive other than that one with the
The goalkeeper,
goalkeeper.
yeah.
What we have got is we've got when the individual competition, i.e. the Southern League, or the Premier League, or whoever it is, they competitions have the option of implementing the only the captain guidelines. So when the only the captains can come and speak to the referee, that is up to the individual competition. So that will be up to the Southern League. If the Southern League implement that, then the referees have to respect that and have to deal with that accordingly. So if two, three, and four people come in, it's yellow card time. But we shall see where that goes. Just back to it says the referee here. Signal to be used by referee to count down last 5 seconds of the 8 second restriction. We've spoken about that. And then just the drop ball scenario. They're just rewording it. It's pretty much the same. But they're just rewording it to make sure there's a lot of clarity on who receives the drop ball. So that should be no problem at all. And the ball in and out of play, indirect free kick, and no disciplinary sanction when a team official or substituted or sent off player is temporarily off the field of play, touches the ball as it is leaving the field of play, and there was no intention to interfere. Because normally, if it hit somebody from outside, who was accidentally on the field of play, you would yellow card that and stuff. But if it's unintentional, that they've just taken that out of it. So it's not massive changes except for that big one with the goalkeeper. So you said about Mark Clattenburg earlier. Obviously,
Yeah, I mean, moving on to Martin. I mean, he came up with a statement, said people don't know what it is. It's basically Martin said there's a lot of time that's not being played in the games. He was talking about a game where it was only 52 minutes played out and 90 ball being in play. And then one of the decisions he said that he'd like to see happen would be throw-ins where people took excessive time with a throw-in, that you'd literally change it and put it the opposite way around.
I mean, we've all seen it before, where you get a throw-in, or a player takes a throw-in, they're 1-0 up. It might be the 70th minute or something. This happens all the time, and he wanders down. He wanders down on purpose, down the line, 10, 15 yards, just for the referee to go, "Yeah, it's back here." And then he comes back. That's 5, 6, 7, 8 seconds, and then he's like this. Looking, and he knows exactly where it's going to go, but he's just doing all that because that's another 4 or 5 seconds. And then the referee comes over, gives him a yellow card, writes the number down, all that. Well, that's another 15, 20 seconds, isn't it? And all of a sudden, the player's done his job. He's already beat the referee, he's took the mick, and he's took 45 seconds out of the game, which probably won't be added. So, 35 to 45 seconds. Just to take a throw-in, whereas I think did Mark say just to turn it straight round? I'm sure he did. And I was thinking, yeah, if they're absolutely taking the mick, just go. If you go, come on then, Pella, away we go, and they don't, we go the other way then. Bang, done. No yellow card, no nothing. Turn it round. I love that. I love that because it just adds a little bit more jeopardy. And again, same as the goalkeeper thing, what will happen is you'll see less and less turnarounds because people will hurry up, particularly if they've got an officious referee who's not putting up with it and he will just turn it around. So I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea for Mark. I'd love to see that implemented, to be perfectly honest. You listen to what he says, he's really, really good. He's really, really honest as well. I've worked with him just once, which was at Leyton Orient one night, but that was in a England v Germany charity match at Harry's Heroes. And just taking in his experience and listen to him about certain things that night, I just thought was, it opened my, just opened my mind a little bit. And so I think it's good to listen to people like that. And it'd be nice, and hopefully people at the lawmakers and that listen to ideas like that, because what he says would actually work. When it comes to something like that works for me. Because when you do get the same situation, they will turn it round quick. They will turn it round if you don't muck about. If you muck about, and it will stop. I just think it will stop it. So, and I think it would be a good way to go.
As long as he doesn't start, if he's refereeing a game and he says, on my first whistle, it's the home team, and on my second whistle, it'll be the away team.
Oh my God, that's a belting gig he's got. I've got to give him that. You've got to give him his credit, yeah. I'll tell you what, he's been one of the top referees in the world, done the biggest games in the world. He really has. And now he's on a show doing that. What a gig. I mean, fair play to him, I'll tell you. You know, you've got to go somewhere, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
He does his media stuff and everything like that, and now he does that. Fair play. Total respect for the bloke.
I mean, something we didn't say we'd speak about, but I mean, is there a law change? You know, while we're on the sort of law changes and what Mark thinks should be brought in, is there one that you think should be brought in?
Oh, that's a good question. Straight law changes that I think should be brought in. I'm open. Thing is, I'm always open to suggestions, and then I can sort of like elaborate on that. The goal, obviously, the corner thing, I really like. I think that should definitely happen. But
Can I suggest one?
go for it, and let's elaborate on it.
I mean, for me, the penalty kicks still annoy me greatly. That, you know, no disrespect, it should be a continuous run, no stopping, no sort of like pausing, no nothing. It should just be a complete straight run and hit the ball, rather than all these ones where you see stutter and stop and all this sort of stuff and all the business. Just literally run up to the ball in a continuous run and hit the ball without any type of feigning or anything like that sort of thing. Just literally just run up and hit the ball.
Yeah, I mean, there are times when I've seen penalties taken, and obviously you've still got to have a forward motion. And even though they're feinting and they're stuttering, they're still moving forward. So that's the way round it. Yeah, I can see why that would irritate you because it does irritate me. I'm just thinking, run up and hit the ball. Do you know what I mean? Just run up. You know what you're going to do with it. A lot of them, they're looking at the keeper, waiting for them to move. And I sort of get that. But you know, just feinting and trying to make the keeper go one way or the other. Yeah, I can understand that. If it'd be interesting to see if that was brought in, how the players would react to it, you know, because probably you did, you know, the amount of feinting that goes on now in the penalty run up is incredible compared to where we were, I don't know, what should we say, 25, 30 years ago? They used to just run up and hit it. Let me give you some sort of idea. So, Julian Dix, Ray Stewart. Now, these are players that the modern fan probably doesn't know about. We'll just put it into YouTube, wherever you want to put it. Go and have a look and see if they did a stutter. You know what I mean? They didn't do a stutter. They almost killed the keeper because
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah.
with the way they hit the ball,
Could
and
add
then.
Stuart Pearce to that list as well.
Pearce, add that to that
Yeah.
list. Dennis Irwin, beautiful taker of a penalty kick. Phil Neal always took a great penalty kick. Alan, could you honestly see Alan Shearer run up and do a feint? No, that's not Alan Shearer. He's already celebrating the moment he's run away because he knows he's scoring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So no, I quite like that. I hate all the stuttering. It's just giving them a platform to say, look at me. Do you know what I mean?
It's also a great link into our last subject this week in our first episode, of course, is as well was the Merthyr Town incident against Chertsey Town at the weekend, to which Merthyr went on to win the game and stay top and stay 9 points clear at the top of the table, or go 9 points clear at the top of the table from AFC Totton. But in the 6th minute, the Chertsey player is put through and the Merthyr Town goalkeeper takes him down. Resulting in a penalty. Now, we've looked at the footage, and I know you've looked at the footage, and we'll get your point of view. But we can't see that there was a card issued. Apologies if there was, but we can't see that there was actually even a card issued. I mean, if you was refereeing the game, where would you sit? First of all, was it a penalty? And secondly, should there have been a card involved?
Well, you know, it's early in the game, okay? So for a start, that has no bearing on what should happen with the decision. We have to say that, okay? It's early in the game. You want the game to start well and to carry on, but the bottom line is the decision. So the ball gets cleared, and then it goes forward. Ball gets played forward. The Chertsey lad goes through, and basically the ball's bouncing. And the keeper's a little bit caught in no man's land. And it's like, oh no, what am I going to do now? Because it's going to bounce to him in the box, or is it? He finds himself outside the box. He sort of gets himself all over the place, and he turns. The ball hits his back, from what I can see on the footage, hits his back, and the Chertsey lad is it who goes into the box. Balls it is the ball is going to end up at his feet, and then the goalkeeper dives to get the ball. He actually gets the man, and the penalty's given. That is it. It's a very very a very very I would say scrappy. It's without looking for the right word, but you know what I'm
Yeah.
thinking, what I'm saying. It's a bit of a strange one. You don't see that very often. Now, obviously, I don't know if a card was given, so apologies if it was, because we've looked everywhere and we can't see. But what I will say is, I think it is a penalty. I think the referee's got that spot on. Now the Chelsea player's obviously running up to the referee, screaming for a card. He's got to be sent off. He's got to be sent off, and all this, that, and that, which is actually incorrect. Because in my opinion, he found himself, and this is just my opinion, he found himself in a difficult position. But he realizes he's lost the ball, and he dives for it. So it's a genuine, for me, that's a genuine attempt for the ball. Okay, he dives for it. Player gets there first. Bang, takes him down. Penalty kick. Now, I think that's correct. Now, what I would say is it's not a red card. It's a genuine attempt for the ball, because it's obviously the double jeopardy. It's the denial of an obvious goal scoring opportunity, but then you get the obvious goal scoring opportunity back. So with the penalty kick. So it's not a red card. With it being a genuine attempt for the ball as well, I think though the minimum you have to give is a yellow card. So I'm hoping the referee gave a yellow card, but if he didn't, I'm sure he's got his reasons. But in my opinion, that would be a yellow card offence. But if anybody thinks that's a red card offence, it's actually not, in my opinion. So, yes, penalty, and in my opinion, yellow card. And if you gave him a yellow card, fair play. So, but it is a very strange and odd decision, odd penalty. You don't see them very often, but yellow card in my opinion.
Would it, I mean, with that though, do you think a referee in that situation, say for instance, we're looking at it and we couldn't see a card, do you think the referee might have acted differently if it was, say, 32 minutes, 64 minutes, 20 minutes? Does that also go through a referee's mind that, well, we're only 6 minutes into the game?
No, I don't think so. Not at that level. I think further down when they're first starting, maybe that's got an effect. But you soon get out when you're a referee, you soon get out of that mindset. And at that level, which is obviously Southern Prem, and
Three, yeah.
yeah, step three level, there's no way he's thinking that. I mean, I had a red card this season. And I knew it was. I couldn't believe it when it happened. It happened after 65 seconds of the game, and I'm
Wow.
like, I could not believe it when it happened. But I had no choice. If I'm going to do it correctly, that's a red card. So as much as you don't want an early one or an early card like that, sometimes it's just got to happen. And at that level, he wouldn't have been thinking that. No way.
Well, that's a good place to leave our week one of Respect the Whistle. And hopefully you've enjoyed this little podcast. We're going to be doing it as often as we possibly can, but hopefully on a weekly basis, me and, of course, the legend that is Martin Underhay as well. If you have got any questions you want to set to me or even to Martin probably more than me, but if you want to send those in, it's respectthewhistle@gmail.com. It's respectthewhistle@gmail.com. Also, as well, of course, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And of course, it's at Respect the Whistle. So go on there, get yourself subscribed on there, and you can see every single episode of this podcast on there as well. But of course, the one thing that me and Martin will say to you, of course, coming up this weekend, in all your games at the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and of course, midweek until we meet again, the one thing we will both say to you is make sure you respect that whistle. But for me and Martin, for tonight, good night.
All the best.